lesson, we learned something kind of very important, the difference between the Old Testament lesson and the New Testament lesson. Okay? The Old Testament lesson, the people at Mishnah were kind of, let's say, full of themselves. Okay? They were all about themselves. They wanted to build a big city, but they were building a big city, but were they building it to care for other people? No, they were building the city, what did it say? To make a name for themselves. They were very selfish, very self-centered. They were building the city to be important. They didn't care about other people. And then, not only that, but they wanted to build it high enough so that it reached where? Does anybody remember? Heaven. And so they kind of wanted to take over heaven. They wanted to control God. They wanted to conquer God and be in charge. Doesn't that kind of remind you of that? Yeah. They didn't want to listen to God. They would be disobedient. So a lot happened between then and Pentecost Day. You know, finally Jesus was born. Then Jesus was crucified. And then what happened on each day? What happened to Easter? What happened? Jesus what? Raised, that's right, he rose from the dead. And then 10 days later, we had Sunday day. And then, 40 days after that, Pentecost means 50. Okay? The Holy Spirit, the advocate, came back. But, what did Jesus tell his disciples before? He said, at the ascension, he said, go to Jerusalem and wait for me. So because the disciples were unified, and because the disciples listened to Jesus and obeyed him and wanted to take care of his creation and all people, they weren't in it for themselves to make a name for themselves. But because they were unified and listening to him, the Holy Spirit came. Now, in the Tower of Babel, what happened? They did not understand each other all of a sudden because God came down and they went all their different ways and nothing worked anymore. They weren't understanding each other. They were kind of rushing around and they weren't listening. They weren't paying attention and they couldn't understand. They were baffled. They were confused. But when the Holy Spirit came that morning, what happened? Everybody was speaking different languages. It would be like as if Katie was speaking French, Danny was speaking German, Katrina was speaking English, Marcia was speaking Russian, Doris was speaking Japanese, I was speaking Hungarian, but everybody was understanding what they said. So they were no longer confused because the Holy Spirit was in them and working. Man. No, I thought the Holy Spirit tower came right yesterday. God gave us some truth. Yeah. We hold these and we get to meet the head. Okay. Now, we're going to improvise. If you can't see, you can move. You don't have to come all the way up. Hopefully you'll enjoy this. The water here is going to symbolize, what do you think? Yes, the Holy Spirit. Now, these cups, all these glasses, represent different types of people. These are new, and the PNC, you can write your name on them, but I wrote the word casual. This is for your casual person. This is just a regular, old, normal, typical glass. This one here is your patriotic glass. The flag on it. Red, white, and blue. This one is maybe your young 20s class going out for dinner and having something. This, but not too much, only one. This one is your crazy eccentric class. Found this. This one here is your very fancy class, very fancy preserved. It's a water class. Very fancy. This one is maybe for somebody a little bit short and stout and having a good time. It's all lit up with the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit lit up. We're going to keep that Oh yes, I'm very creative. This is for your preteen, maybe your for 8 to 14-year-olds, for just having lots of fun. Very colorful, very shaky, sparkling. And especially since we have gas people in town, I couldn't resist. This is your tablet.
I'm all over.
And then this is your sippy cup. Trust me, little kids, even at 2, little kids. Now, that's what this represents. And I'm sure you're getting this. Maybe you told this to us still. I'm in trouble with the whole list of altered yellow milk. I think it's not tired. Right? Okay. Now, do you think the Holy Spirit is going to be in the casual class, the casual person? Do you think the Holy Spirit will only fill one pathway or all the way? All the way. Good girl. So, here we go. Okay. Here we go. This is the average person. Do you think the average normal, just typical person halfway, or do you think the Holy Spirit is going to fill all the way up? Good girl. Okay, how about your patriotic person? What do you think? All the way?
Very good.
How about this one? 20 and 30-year-olds, yes? All the way? Yep. Okay. How about... Okay, there you go. That all went up. But we'll start with this. How about with this, the very fancy? You think halfway for fancy people who are reserved or all going? What?
No!
What is the Bible saying? God shows no partiality, so that means he's going to fill them up all the way. Okay. Now, how about this silly teenager one over here? What do you think? Or eccentric person? A little bit or all good? All the way. Okay. Now, how about the cowboy person? Yeah, all the way. Even if they do make the boots. Pray that God will take care of our women. Okay. How about the lit person? Do you feel that person? No. Okay. All the way? Okay. Even though they're a little bit, okay, chubby? All the way. And then, how about the little baby? Do you think God's going to fill halfway or all the way? All the way. All right, so we'll fill up the faith halfway. Now, what does the Bible tell us that God, well, I made a mistake. God doesn't exist, only me. Now, what does God do? He does it. He fills us what? Overflowing with abundance. So, he is going to make everybody just overflow with the Holy Spirit. And everybody is going to overflow with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, okay. Well, here we go. Okay. Now, with the Holy Spirit, what's the first gift that the Holy Spirit gives us? Some faith. Say it real loud. It's true.
Faith.
What's the second gift?
Real loud.
Third? Okay. The next gift? No. Heal. Good. Now this is from our discernment. Discernment of spirits. Okay. Now this one's a little long. How about this? Another gift of the Holy Spirit. Working of miracles. That's right. The next gift is prophecy. Think of that. Prophecy. Okay. And another gift? Tongues. Tongues is a spiritual prayer. We'll explain it another day or it's going too far. But when somebody is speaking in tongues and they are praying that way from the Spirit, from the depth of their soul, also just to let you know, side note, sighing, that's a prayer from the Spirit. What's this one? Interpretation of tongues. So if somebody is praying in tongues in a group, and it's from the Holy Spirit, there has to be somebody there to interpret. And And then one more thing.
Along with all these gifts, okay, all these gifts, along with all of these gifts, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and this means the attitude that we have, if we're Jesus' buddies and sisters, and brothers, and followers, and disciples, and when we do his work, we're supposed to have, as our demeanor, as our attitude and behavior, love, faithfulness, yep. And the last one, patience, okay. So every day, the Holy Spirit fills all of us, every one of us, and every day we're supposed to use our gifts that you guys named off, and to use them with the attitude that the Holy Spirit gives us. Okay? You guys did great. And you guys want to hold hands with who's ever around? Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all the kids, all the older kids, and everybody here today. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, the advocate that Jesus gives us, and that he protects us, he encourages us, teaches and reminds us how to be, and most of all, comforts and loves us. And we ask that we, each and every one of us, can use all these gifts with your attitude. And we pray this in Jesus' name.